Hello and welcome to Talk Raptor episode negative one, the Bark Raptor podcast, and the first episode in podcast format. I'm your host, Bark Raptor. Now, I'm sure the first question on many of your minds is, why make a podcast? Why not just do video format like the other Talk Raptor episodes? My answer to that is pretty simple. It takes a very long time to make a video Talk Raptor. It usually kills an entire weekend just to film and edit, not to mention all the planning that goes into it. So I decided I'd try out my hand at podcasting, something that's probably a little easier, a little less time consuming, and a lot less work in general, so I might be able to do it more often. Also, I discovered the need for something good to listen to because I recently acquired, for the first time in my life, a portable MP3 player. You see, I've never really needed one in the past because I don't listen to much music, and also, the only time I really have nothing to do except listen to the radio is when I'm in my car. And ESPN radio has been just fine for that. However, ESPN radio disappeared from my area because they really sucked at local sports. So now I have a rotation of three radio stations. There's a local sports station, NPR, and this conservative propaganda talk station. Each has significant weaknesses. First of all, the local radio station, half the time they're doing sports and teams that I really don't care about. NPR, while journalistically excellent, they play classical music half the time, and I appreciate classical music, but there's a time and place, and that time and place is not when I'm driving. Finally, the conservative propaganda station, it's good to hear conservative opinions, especially when, you know, Democrats control both houses of Congress and the White House, but their work is trash, journalistically just nonsense, the spin is outrageous, and sometimes just flat out morally bankrupt. And this is coming from someone who has conservative views on a lot of issues. So anyway, I figured if there's nothing good to listen to on the radio, I could either complain or I could do something about it. So here's the podcast. Now, since this is the pilot episode, I'm not going to do anything too complicated. I'm just going to go down the list of anime, manga, etc., whatever I'm watching right now, and just briefly talk about it. So here we go, starting with my anime list. Going in alphabetical order, we start with Aoi Bungaku, which loosely translates to blue literature. This series is basically an adaptation of several works of classic Japanese literature. Right now I have it rated at the double plus sign, which on my anime list is a double dollar sign, because my anime list tags do not support plus signs. So anyway, back to the show. Aoi Bungaku has gone through two stories so far. The first one's about this really messed up guy who's the son of a rich politician but doesn't fit in and wants to be an artist and whatnot. So anyway, he's really depressed and decides to kill himself. He finds this chick who also wants to kill herself, so they try to kill themselves together. She dies, he survives, and he continues to lead a really messed up life. Now, I don't want to spoil too much about this show, so let's just say that he may, or may not, end up marrying a character voiced by Mamiko Noto. The next story arc of Aoi Bungaku is about a badass mountain man who marries a chick from the city, who takes him back to the city and makes him kill people for some reason. It's a good story, you should check it out. Next on the list is Bakemonogatari. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about this show by now, most of the episodes have already aired. Basically, it's about your standard male lead and your quirky, abusive female lead, who the male lead tolerates because all male characters these days are complete doormats, and together they work to resolve the spiritual issues troubling those around them. Now, typically, I don't care about spirits, and I've already written about this, so you may be surprised to see that I rated this as a double plus level show. And this is because the show doesn't really focus on the spirits so much as it focuses on the interactions between the characters. In fact, a lot of the show is just random, irrelevant banter between the characters that has nothing to do with the spiritual issues at hand. And because of this, I actually find the show kind of amusing. And it's also very artistic, which isn't the major factor for me when I rate anime, but for many people it is, so if you like artistic anime, you'll probably like this one. Next on the list is Cross Game, which is a sports anime, also a little drama, a little slice of life, a little comedy. And although it's around episode 33 right now, I really don't have much to say about it just yet. It's just a slow-paced show with a very quiet beauty about it, and I hesitate to make any well-formed opinions of it before I see the whole thing. Now, I doubt you can go wrong by picking the show up, but if you want to wait until you hear my final opinions on the show, in the meantime, you can check out Touch, which is a very similar show from the same manga artist, and it is awesome, one of my favorite shows ever made. So, skipping past Cross Game for now, we are going to Darker Than Black Season 2. Now, I've written about the first season, and I think it's a very good show, but it tries a little too hard to be philosophical, which gets kind of annoying. However, the story does have plenty of substance, so it's not the kind of pseudo-intellectual trash that's all too common in anime these days. Anyway, Season 2 takes place a little after the end of Season 1, and the main character is still a mess from the ending of Season 1. Currently, he is paired up with a little girl who is sure to make him rediscover his emotions and whatnot, so... you know how I feel about this. So for now, I'm just going to give the season the single plus. I'm sure when the plot kicks into full gear, it's inevitably going to hit the second plus, but for now, it's just doing pretty well. Alright, moving on to Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. Now, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood and the first series, they're both amazing shows. For some reason, I always forget to talk about them on my site. I think this is because the ending of the first season, didn't really like it, until I found out that the movie is the true ending, and once everything fit together, all of a sudden it kicked ass. But because the ending disappointed me the first time around, Fullmetal Alchemist always escapes my mind when I'm thinking about my favorite shows. But it is truly an excellent show, probably one of the best out there. If you haven't seen at least the first series, you are... just watch it, it's awesome. And currently it is the only show I'm watching that I'm giving the elusive triple plus. Okay, next up is GoGo 13. I actually just wrote a post about this, and it's really a shame that GoGo 13 is subbed so slowly. I think the last episode I watched was about 2 months ago. Anyway, if you want to know what I think about the show, just read my recent post. GoGo 13 is bound to do something awesome in just about every episode, but it's not really a must-watch. It's not really addictive, just something episodic to watch at your own leisure whenever you feel like watching something badass. Next up is Inuyasha Season 2. Now, I've read the manga, so I kind of know how things are going to turn out. The anime is moving a lot more quickly than I expected. And for Inuyasha, that's a good thing, because filler really killed it during the first series. It's good to see everything moving at a brisk pace and doesn't really wear you down with all this shippo crap and all that. So if you sat through the entire first series, you really owe it to yourself to watch this second series. If you haven't seen Inuyasha at all, well... there's a lot to like about it, and a lot that'll piss you off. So, I'm not going to make a recommendation either way, it's up to you. Okay, moving on to Kuchu Buranko, also known as Trapeze. This is probably the best new show I'm watching. Now, I've only seen about 4 episodes, and just started watching it a few days ago, so I might be wrong about this. But it has done nothing but impress me and defy my expectations. I really did not expect much going into this show. People were raving about this, but when I saw previews, it just looked like artsy crap to me. But it really has a lot of substance. It really delivers an emotional impact. And the art, it's kind of cool. And it really works a lot better than I expected. So Trapeze is about a bunch of people suffering from psychological ailments, and they go in to see the psychiatrist, who is a very abnormal, quirky guy, but is pretty much guaranteed to get the job done. Really cool show, very stylish, and since style really doesn't matter that much to me, chances are you'll like this show even more than I do. I currently have it at the double plus, and if it continues to impress me with every episode, it could very well hit triple plus levels. Okay, next up, Morio no Hako. I am currently waiting for the final episode to be subbed, so nothing to say about this for now. Next up is Nogizaka Haruka, the second season. So, I wrote about the first one. It is the cheesiest show in the universe, but for some reason, I find it very enjoyable. You take a look at the other shows on my list. Darker Than Black, Fullmetal Alchemist, GoGo 13, Morio no Hako, Umineko, Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei. These are the farthest thing away from the sugary, sappy, romantic comedy that is Nogizaka Haruka. And for that reason, I guess, Nogizaka Haruka is a nice change of pace show in my lineup. There are much better shows out there, and I cannot recommend it strongly. But hey, I liked it, so you might too. And now we're up to Queen's Blade. When this season is over, I guarantee I'm going to write a post about why this show is totally awesome. And it is probably the only fan service show I have ever enjoyed. Now, I only have it rated as a single plus because at times it's quite mediocre and even sometimes flat out bad. This show has revolutionized the way I look at fan service anime, and I really hope the fan sub speeds up a bit because I am really excited to know what's going to happen next. That's right. I actually care about the plot of a fan service anime, and trust me, I am just as shocked as you. So, I'm going to leave all the good stuff for the post. Let's just move on. Next show, Setokai no Ichizone. This show is about the student council at a school in which each member has a different otaku-type interest. It's basically a comedy with some dramatic moments sprinkled in. And I picked up the show because I heard that even after 6 or 7 episodes, the comedy was still fairly good. And it's not. Though there are some good jokes in each episode, there are a lot more bad jokes and several more neutral jokes, mostly of the reference-dropping variety, that is to say, just making a reference to a show without doing anything more to make it funny. Still, there's enough there for me to keep watching, and the drama is actually pretty good. So for now, it's just going to get the tilde. It could very well improve to a single plus by the end, but I doubt it's going to get any better than that. And now moving on to Umineko no Naku Koroni, the spiritual successor to Higurashi. This show, of all the shows I'm watching, is the one I look forward to the most each week. I haven't played the visual novel, and I can tell that it is definitely falling way below its potential. Nevertheless, I love the show, period. It's not as good as Higurashi, and at times it seems very unorganized. But I'm going to wait until the end to judge that, because I don't know exactly how they're going to tie things up. So for now, I'm just going to give it the benefit of the doubt, assume everything's going just according to plan, and wait for the ending. If you haven't started watching the show yet, just wait a few more weeks, because this is definitely the kind of show you'd want to marathon. I marathoned Higurashi, and it turned out to be one of my favorite shows of all time. And by the way, if you have not seen Higurashi, definitely check it out. In fact, if you have to take my recommendation with respect to any show I ever talk about on my website, check out Higurashi. You will not regret it. Okay, moving on to the last anime I am currently watching, Zan Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei. Now, this is another show that's been out for a while, but subbing is so slow that it hasn't gotten to the end yet. Now, I've written about Zetsubou Sensei already, and you know my opinion. It's one of the best anime comedies out there, and this season, the third one, it's more of the same. Great show, and I really hope the subbing catches up sometime soon. Now, that should do it for the anime I'm watching. Time to move on to the manga. First up, Gantz. I recently wrote a post praising the manga, and since then the final phase of Gantz has begun. So far we're only a few chapters in, and not much has happened. There's been a lot of carnage and destruction, but no plot progression, and I hope that changes soon. This is my first time reading Gantz week to week. I previously marathoned it, and it seems really painful to just take it just one piece at a time. Now I'm hoping this is the exception rather than the rule. Sometimes when you're marathoning a manga, it's hard to tell how things go from chapter to chapter, since the boundary from chapter to chapter doesn't really matter that much. In any case, I'm going to keep reading week to week for now. If the plot is really moving a lot slower than I'd like it to, what I may end up doing is just putting the manga on hold, waiting for everything to finish, and then picking it up again. I doubt it will come to that, but it's always a possibility. The next manga I'm on right now is Great Teacher Onizuka Shonan 14 Days. So this takes place somewhere in the middle of the original Great Teacher Onizuka timeline, and the plot here is that Onizuka leaves town for about 2 weeks to wait for a certain problem to blow over, and in the meantime he's working at a house for troubled youths. He's trying to help them get back on track, and so far the story's only covered one girl, who Onizuka won over a lot more easily than I expected. This manga looks like it'll continue to entertain, but I doubt it'll rise to the level of brilliance of the original GTO series. The next manga I'm reading is Liar Game, which is a gambling-type manga along the lines of Kaiji, One Ounce, etc., and it's very good. However, it's not the kind of manga you want to read from week to week. The games are so intricate, and there's so many subtleties that the players exploit in order to manipulate the games, that you begin to forget them if you spend a lot of time in between chapters. So I haven't been reading it lately, and until I find out that the current arc is over, I'm not going to pick it up again. However, the earlier chapters, those are all done. I strongly recommend that you check them out. There's also a Liar Game live-action drama if you're into that stuff. I haven't seen it, so if it sucks, don't blame me. Final two manga I'm currently reading are Bleach and Naruto. And there really isn't much to say there, they're just being Bleach and Naruto. Same old, same old. Bleach is on the same set of simultaneous fights it's been on for a long time now. Naruto just finished a set of simultaneous fights, and it's moving in a very interesting direction, but it's impossible to discuss without really giving away any spoilers, so I'll just leave it at that. Also, I am no longer watching the Bleach or Naruto anime. From what I understand, the Bleach anime is on some filler arcs, and Naruto, it's either on a filler arc or being dragged along so slowly that I just don't care anymore. I have much better ways to waste my time, such as replaying the Fates Day Night visual novel over and over again until I get all the endings. You see, when I put up the poll on my website asking whether I should replay the visual novel, I did not know that not only are the endings different, there are also retellings of the story that lead up to it. And I'm very curious to see how these retellings work out, especially given all the spoilers I've read over the past few years, assuming I would never actually play the visual novel. For example, I know Arch's true identity, but I don't know how he got there. I know Caster's true identity, I know how you can say Illy is at least 18 years old, and a bunch of other spoilers that were never properly explained in the anime or the first arc in the Fates Day Night visual novel. Anyway, that pretty much covers all the anime, manga, and visual novel stuff I'm doing right now, and I've also hit my goal of 15 minutes, so I'm gonna cut off here. See you next time.